Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. Sherry's answering your gardening questions. Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Great place up there.
Thank you.
On 249. It's on 249. It's so easy to get in and out of. It's always like, you're never like, wait, is this the street I turn on? Yeah. That's the street you turn on.
That really, really big street.
Yeah, really easy to get to. So she's just, she's really, you know, kind of doing a great job answering gardening questions. I did want to have a little follow up. Wanted to get my numbers right here, but these are rough percentages of the insects in your garden. And how they, if there's three categories, there's beneficial, pests, and then in the middle, there's just the kind of neutral.
Yeah.
I call them just insects.
Things that don't bother you.
Yes, things that don't bother you. And this does, the pests are biting or damaging. Mm-hmm. So fire ants are included, even though they don't do much to your crops. Okay. Non-impactful, 50%.
Okay.
So half of all the bugs you might see don't do anything.
No economic damage.
They're just living their lives. Potentially, they are. There's an ancillary benefit. They're providing food for some of the predators, keeping predators around a little more often. Okay, so now you've got that number. So pests, what percentage do you think pests is?
10%.
It's 12%.
Wow.
Yeah, 12%.
I knew it was a little percentage.
It's a very small percentage. Yeah. So 12% of all the insects you'll see, and this is like the actual numbers that are crawling across the ground, not species or something like that. 12%. So that means that beneficials make up 38% of the insects you see. So just keep that in mind if you're thinking about doing kind of a
broad spectrum killing. Like, I don't want to see anything moving in my garden.
And this is one of those topics that's really, it's like, how does Mother Nature help you garden?
Yeah.
Well, nature provides this incredible community of insects and things that eat insects, and insects are eating things that do a lot to kind of like police damage. You know what I mean? Like, I was seeing worms damage my tomatoes, and I thought about spraying BT, which is a natural product, is made from bacteria.
Right.
But I was like, okay, I'll prune back my tomatoes, and I just took off maybe 80% of the leaves, kept the ones providing shade, took the rest off, and then the wasps could get in, and they ate all of the caterpillars, and they were gone for like 3 weeks. I saw one yesterday.
So you saw the benefit of the wasp.
I saw the
benefit. So we hear so many bad things about wasps because in this the butterfly gardening world, wasps eat the monarchs or the caterpillars, right? And so people just hate the wasps, but what you don't see is all the other caterpillars that they're eating.
Right.
Which is a lot.
Well, I can attest they ate two different types.
Yeah.
Because I had cabbage loppers that was like just taken off and thrown away because I'd find one or two per plant on my collards and kale. Mm-hmm. But then once I opened the tomatoes up, I saw the wasp in the garden a lot more often.
Yes.
And then I didn't have any more cabbage loppers.
Yeah.
No more. They were gone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And you didn't have to spray anything.
Yeah. All I had to do was make sure the soil was healthy, put down some remineralizer from Nature's Way Resources, and tomatoes were beautiful, no problems, so happy. Okay, but it's just a success story in my garden, and just this idea that nature wants you to garden is providing all these helps.
Yes.
So you battle against nature, it's going to be harder.
Right.
I mean, kind of was giving our caller, Chris, a hard time, and he is dealing with a pest infestation with the crazy ants in his house, which does require activity. But if they're in your lawn, you know, like, they're not
50%. Getting on you. They don't bite.
Right. So it's just keep that in mind that, like, maybe these things can be part of the solution to your problems. They're not part of the problem.
Right.
And so don't.
That's hard for a lot of people to wrap their head around.
Yeah.
Like I said, we are in a society of let's kill, let's take the pill, we want instant fix right now.
Yeah.
We want to fix everything. And you don't fix Mother Nature.
Yeah.
She fixes you.
We live in a, if it is broke. Well, the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. How would we modify the site is fix it even if it's not broke.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have to buy something to fix a problem you don't have.
And understanding how these systems work is a much more relaxed way to live.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you can sit in your yard, and it sounds silly, but you know what? Relax a little. Go sit in your yard.
Yeah, get some
tea. Watch where the bugs are going and what they're doing, and right. You might learn a little bit about how it all works.
Well, and what's really interesting is you might find yourself interested in it. Yeah. You may like it. And there's,
oh, that's scary.
There's cool podcasts.
You might like to be outside.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of y'all have started going outside. A lot of us have really moved outside a lot more. We've started gardening more. And it's a great
Everybody's
thing.
Everybody's yards look immaculate right now,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And nature wants you to succeed. So just keep that in mind. So we're just kind of talking about that. We just want to give that reminder. And so there's all these communities and systems that nature's providing that want to help you out from the soil to the predators, all of that. So, and that's really what we focus on the show is how to improve those.
Right.
Because that's the easiest path to long-term success.
Right.
So Sherry Hara here with me, Danny, and we're Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You need Monterey Consen 20 because there's so many ways to use it. Hi, Tom Tynan here. Consen 20 is a great disinfectant for all hard surfaces and is biodegradable. You know, I also use it for algae control on sidewalks and patios. It's also a powerful fungicide for disease control on trees, shrubs, lawns, and a deodorizer for storm and flood reclamation. Pick up Monterey Consen 20 at your favorite garden center. For a beautiful lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Want to hear from you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're answering gardening questions, and we're going to keep dishing out great gardening information because we have John Ferguson here. Hey, John.
Good morning, sir.
So John is the purveyor, owner, expert at Nature's Way Resources and a great source for all kinds of knowledge. So looking ahead, you know, to summer, I'm thinking, how can I protect my plants from drought or just from extreme heat and extreme kind of water action? You know, so the scary summer, how do I protect my plants?
Well, I'd say our number one tool as gardeners is mulch, mulch, mulch. Because roots have to have a cool root zone to grow. Many of the microbes, if it gets above 90, 95 degrees soil temperatures, they quit working, they quit releasing nutrients, and everything shuts down. So mulch is where you start.
Well, and mulch has, I mean, other than even like keeping the soil healthy, it reduces water bills. And I've certainly seen it reduce weed production.
Definitely. But there's probably 25 types of mulch available in the Houston market.
Right.
And beware of low prices. Avoid bark mulches. Bark mulches today are very different than they were 30 years ago. It's got chemicals to kill microbes so it doesn't rot. We know now that we want things to rot. That's what makes plants healthy.
Right.
So, and also they become hydrophobic and repel water that you can turn your sprinklers on or good rain. It just runs off. It won't soak into the soil.
Jeez.
Yeah, the other thing is don't use the dyed mulches. The carbon nitrogen's off. It ties up nutrients. It's far, far cheaper just to buy a good quality mulch.
You know, it's funny you say that, John, because the very first time that I encountered your compost, I was like, oh, wow, where'd we get this? This must be dyed. And my friend was like, no, it's just really good compost, and started digging into it and smelling it. And I was like, whoa, it's so dark and so pretty. People could easily use your compost as a beautiful dark mulch.
A lot of people do. We also have a composted native mulch that's 50% fungal-based compost.
Okay.
And it's a deep chocolate brown.
So mulch helps you with your water bill, improves the plant's situation, and reduces the amount of weeds. Pretty awesome right there.
Yeah, especially if it's a composted native mulch.
Well, you can find all about John's mulches and other products at natureswayresources.com. John, really appreciate your time.
All right, sir. Have a good day.
Good dude, that John. 281-496-5711. Sherry Hara here answering gardening questions. She's going to answer some questions right now with Paul. Paul, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Great.
Doing well, thanks.
Danny, a while ago you brought up, and I've heard it in the past, but I always just seem to catch segments on the squash boards, what you do to try to control them rascals. Man, them suckers just...
Yeah, it's so sad.
Every year it's a constant battle. And the best thing I've found so far for prolonging, I can't ever get them, just prolonging is I seen on YouTube a guy had the BT and turkey syringe and injecting the plants, chasing them that way.
I'm not opposed to that, actually. I think that's kind of a good idea. The problem is they make such a spongy space when they evade.
But it's still nothing successful. I wanted to hear...
Yeah.
On what y'all's remedy is. I've done it too, broke off the healthy looking and replant it, stick it in the ground. It takes off. Next week, they're all over that sucker too.
Yeah. So I think that what I'm doing is kind of a modified version of that. But I will say that I'm going to talk about a tactical solution right now, but a strategic solution is also really valuable for helping kind of being aware of them. And it has to do with plant and squash you don't really like. So when I see the damage, I immediately, and I'm in my garden every day. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sure you are too, Paul. And you got to be out there all the time to notice little things like this. But you see that first little drying, that first hole, and I get some compost or just soil, and I cover it up. I just cover it up, and it does two things. If it's compost, the soft-bodied insects can't survive in compost. Like, you could literally compost caterpillars, and they would.
What are you looking for now?
Okay, so the very first sign of it is kind of like a dried-out stem with a hole in it.
Yes.
And then a little bit down from that is when you get the spongy, wet, gross area where the damage has all happened, and that rots and just falls apart.
Yeah.
And so the very first thing is a little dried-out with a hole. Sherry,
I've never seen that.
Yeah, you just have to get out and look.
I do.
Early and often.
Well,
yeah.
And that's why the strategic element that Sherry talks about of planting some squashes that are really susceptible to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sherry, will you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I'm planting things like the yellow squash mm-hmm. is going to be really susceptible to it. So I don't know if – what are you doing zucchini?
Both, yes.
Both, okay. So you'll notice it first on your yellow squash. So that's kind of like your indicator.
Right.
That you have it, and then just kind of get out and assess the population. Have you ever seen the adult bug?
I dissect them all the time because I go after them guys and just slice and dice once I get
yeah,
in.
So yeah, so you're seeing the larva. Have you seen the adult that lays the eggs?
The moth itself?
Yes.
Yes, I've killed when I can kill them. Man, they're fast.
Yeah.
I've never seen one. I haven't seen them.
Yeah, you haven't?
No.
I smashed one here probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then I chased one for a couple of days. I never did get that one.
Well, Paul, once you if you've got them on your kind of either crook neck or yellow squash, that's going to be maybe 2 weeks in advance or a week in advance of your other squashes. And cucumber is kind of the last one it goes after, mm-hmm. but zucchini is pretty early. So if you're seeing damage on your yellow squash, you probably have some on your zucchini. And you want to check every squash, pumpkin, watermelon, whatever, to see if you've got a dried out area at the stem. It'll be dried out. That's what's going to look. It's kind of desiccated looking.
Now, I've pretty much got all of my squash now,
the
crookneck and the zucchini. And you know what? They never do bother my cucumbers.
Yeah. They like those less, but they will get them. I would... I'd get you a couple bags of just compost, and I'm always going to be talking about Nature's Way resources as mm-hmm. long as I live, but getting some of those and then just, covering up the damaged areas.
Hole.
Yeah, covering
and
up where the hole
that
is.
That kills them. What's that do to
compost
them?
Compost kills them. Compost breaks down their bodies and turns it into soil.
Mm-hmm.
Just regular soil will kind of do a little bit of delaying, but that's like the replanting, reinviting them. But compost actually is what will work.
And it also kind of is doing the same thing as when you cut them and propagate them again.
Right.
It's just doing it in a layered form.
Yep, yep. You're getting more roots behind the damage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just less stress.
So look for the holes.
Look for the holes.
I mean, you can just kind of proactively, cover all your squash stems about a foot with compost, and that will kind of, as a preemptive, you'll actually get more roots. Too, and potentially a better squash harvest.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
You got it.
Thanks so much for calling, Paul. I mean, it is a destroyer of crops.
It is. And it's a squash can be a tough crop here.
Yeah.
A lot of things going after it.
That's very true. I remember the first time that I encountered the vine borer, I was like adjusting the direction of a vine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just like was in my hand, like floating in the air. And I looked and it was like all spongy and gross. And I was just like, what in the world? Like, it's totally decayed, you know?
Yeah.
But then I realized that something did that to me.
Yes.
Ah! Okay, 281-496-5711. And we want to hear from you guys. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll go right to Maureen. So, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
A good customer recently complained that while our tomato plants had lots of blooms, they were not setting fruit. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I explained how it was probably a pollination problem and showed her a couple of ways of self-pollinating the plant. A couple of weeks later, she had tomatoes that were setting. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come see us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your garden grow. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Visit us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey guys, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. One of the most beloved fragrances in the garden is the smell of gardenia flowers. With their satiny, ivory-colored blooms and glossy, rich green leaves, these beautiful southern shrubs add elegance to any garden border or container. And one of the most sentimental flowers is a rose, with big blooms or small, appearing singly or in clusters, tall or short, upright or spreading in growth habits, and available in a rainbow of colors. Both of our locations have a great selection of both modern and antique roses and helpful staff members to help you find the one for you. Just in, we got a new load of fruit and citrus trees. Come on out and check them out before the heat of the summer comes and it's too late to plant them. Now's the time. We are open for walk-in customers. We're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 4. If you'd rather have curbside or delivery, we're glad to help you with that too. Just give us a call.
Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the latest happenings. You can find us at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. Let's get back to what we do best. Here's Sherry and Danny.
That is right. Sherry and Danny here, talking gardening, helping you out. That's what we're here to do. You know, there's a lot of ways to garden, a lot of methods, a lot of styles. There are some rules. You know, you don't want to kill your plants. Rule number one, don't die. But we're here to help. 281-496-5711. And we're just answering gardening questions. Going to keep that going with Maureen. Hey, Maureen.
Good morning. I have two questions. One is, I called on last Saturday and we chatted about how lucky the weather was going to be this former week in the 70s so that I could hopefully get some tomatoes going. When I looked at the tomato flower itself, in the center it seemed to be very tight, and then the rest of the yellow part of the bloom. And so I thought, how am I going to pollinate them if I go to the extreme and do it with a little paintbrush? I don't know where the pollen is there, so I can help the situation along.
I understand. Totally understand. So carpenter bees, other bees, flies, they do it differently than the honeybees do. The honeybees kind of use their front legs to pollinate, and they roll their bodies around. Most of the other pollinators use their proboscis, and they gather nectar and pollen at the same time, and so they poke that thing through the tight blossoms. It's pretty cool if you ever want to just sit out there and watch them do it on something else.
I would. Yes. No, I would.
Pretty cool videos on Turk's cap if you want to see them do it on Turk's cap. But they...
Okay.
Yeah. They'll actually like kind of go in through. They'll open up two petals and go in, kind of do the pollination, and then go on to the next flower.
Okay. So this is something that I probably can't do. And maybe
no,
I
with a paintbrush, the paintbrush, you just kind of get lucky and a couple of the bristles go through. I mean, that's what happens basically. You know what
I mean? Okay, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
I give my tomatoes a good shake in the evening. when I go out in the garden, and sometimes that's enough to pollinate too.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good ideas.
Yep.
Okay. The actual reason, the main reason, was I treated myself to a night blooming lily for my pond, and this is my first experience. So the first night, a bud opened and performed beautifully. Just I didn't want to go inside the house.
Mm,
that's so awesome. Anyway, that very same bud stayed erect, and I could see another bud under the water, and that one came up. The first bud bloomed for a second night, but the one that I just mentioned that popped up, it only bloomed, and then I went to look at it last night, and it had listed over as well as the first one. Now, I understood that sometimes they bloom two nights, three nights, whatever, but I guess here's the question. When do I, or do I even cut down that spike? Right now, they're both lying on their sides.
Great question. I wish Anita Nelson was here.
I did buy it from her. I was thinking of calling the store this morning, but I thought I would see what you thought.
I mean, Danny and I know a lot. I don't know if he knows the answer to this, but I do not know everything. So I definitely, Danny, do you know about it?
Yeah, the water lilies, they're going to end up making a seed pod on that. And so it's kind of like why we take some of the citrus off a young tree is that you want the energy kind of going back into the roots, back into the plant. And so that's that. I would kind of take them off before the seed pods form. Kind of a deadheading, basically.
That's what I was thinking, but it's an expensive plant, so I wasn't going to mess it up and experiment myself.
Let's just go ahead. And our prescription is call Anita Nelson.
Call Anita, yeah.
Over at Nelson Water, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens over there.
Okay, and I really, a fast sentence, I really like the OBA program.
Oh, wonderful.
With Bug Lady. Oh, it's just wonderful.
Susan Wainwright Evans. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yes, it's just wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for letting me know. You have a great day.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Thanks, Maureen.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that webinar was Zoominar.
I was working and I missed it.
We got it recorded.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll get it
I got to watch. I know I've been following her for years. I met her at a trade show years ago.
That's awesome.
And she's just awesome.
Yeah, it just so reminded me how much natural system support gardening. It's like kind of the motivation to the conversation.
And she's the one person that coined the term, or where I got it from. If you want an insect infestation, go spray insecticide.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's the best way to get an insect infestation.
Yeah, it's like if you want to damage your soil, put down crappy fertilizer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, wait, can I say crappy? Oh, great.
You just did.
Oh, twice. Okay. 281-496-5711. We'd love to hear your question out there. I know you got a question. I know you're sitting
Everybody
there.
Everybody has one.
And you're like, what is the deal with my blank? I tell you what, you probably have one about your lawn or your trees.
Or your tomatoes.
We do have gotten a few tomato questions. But so now this is summertime. Mm-hmm. This heat is coming. A lot of our plants are going to start struggling. And you want to protect those trees, especially for the summer, because they provide that incredible shade. So hope to hear from you. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We were just kind of talking as we left the break about the heat's a coming.
Yes.
And so this time it's humid in the morning, it's humid at night, it's humid during the day. I don't mean to say it's a humidity fest, but your irrigation, if it overwaters an area, that could kill a lot, make a lot of problems, create a lot of weeds. Or if it underwaters an area, you could be talking about other problems. And in your lawn, if you just got one rotor pointing the wrong way, right, you've got two problems that makes. and that's just one head. That's just one rotor. And so getting your irrigation checked is a great thing to do. And I'm going to encourage you to call Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting. I trust these guys with irrigation. I love what they do because they do two things that I'm like, why don't irrigation people do this? Well, they do these two things. One is they're using modern technology. They're using the smart systems. They're paying attention to there's this data called ET, not extraterrestrial. I know what you're wondering. But no, it's called evapotranspiration. So it's taking the amount of water that the plant breathes out and then also what's being evaporated from the soil around it. And it says, oh, well, that's how much water is needed. Well, they access that stuff. They use smart controls, so it only runs when needed. And they also focus on conservation, which conserving water is a huge deal. Water in our area is abundant. Clean drinking water that, you know, potable water we spray onto our lawns, that requires energy and labor. That's all it is. So it's a big governmental cost to provide water, energy, and labor. And so that price goes up when we waste water. It's just kind of a market problem, right? And so if you just use less water, that's less money you're spending. So drip irrigation, no water plants where they need. And by using Mike Ball, you're really talking about healthier plants because you're going to be watering stuff as it's needed and not over or under watering. And with that comes less work, which is awesome because you have fewer problems and also smaller water bills. So fewer problems, the trade-off is smaller water bills. Not a bad situation. Not a bad situation. Mike Ball also does beautiful landscaping. I'm talking just gorgeous, beautiful front yard, backyard, low maintenance spot, like gorgeous stuff. So, and they do it all. Organic herb gardens, living walls, beautiful walkways. And they love sustainable designs and installation. So great guy, great company. Call Mike Ball with your vision. They'll custom build it for less than you expect. Their website, MikeBallIrrigation.com. 281-496-5711. We are back. No, we've been back for a while. Mike Ball's awesome. Sherry Hara is here with me.
Yes.
We are answering gardening questions. That's what we do. Dishing out knowledge and kind of just celebrating gardening. I feel like today we're sort of celebrating gardening.
Yeah. And all its beauty, right?
Yeah. And just, you know.
The bugs, the weeds.
Everything's working. I mean, even the weeds are, that's our next cover.
The weeds, yes. The weeds are working.
We're going to answer Charles' questions and we're going to explore how nature's using weeds to help you garden. Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. Hey, I have a couple of questions. My first question, Sherry, and I just caught the tail end when you were talking about dealing with ants in your yard, and you were talking about the two-step process.
Uh-huh.
And you said first you put out the bait, and you mentioned the name of a certain type of bait, but I didn't catch that.
It's a spinosad-based bait. The one that we carry is called Come and Get It.
Come and Get It.
Yep.
Okay, and then you said after you put out the bait, then you do...
Wait about 2 weeks, and then you can put out a cedar repellent type insecticide, or you could put out, we sell the 0.2% bifenthrin. It's called Bifen.
Okay. And out of curiosity, what does the bait do to then do the repellent? I was trying to understand that process.
So the bait is actually, they're going to feed and take it down to kill the colony.
Okay.
And you can have several queens, right? So you want to ants are very smart little creatures, and if they detect a big die-off, they'll shut off their feeding and they'll kind of move. So baits kind of start the process, and then you kind of knock them when they're down with the insecticide.
Okay. And I was there because I've been having a ant problem in my yard for quite a while, and so I heard you talking about it, and I said, well, I've never heard that before, so I wanted, you know, to know the process so then I could try this process to hopefully eradicate some of the ant problems I'm having in the yard.
Yes.
Okay, my second question is, I have a fence line behind my house. It's a wrought iron fence. And I wanted to know, what would you all suggest in terms of a type of plant or hedging that could provide like a fence covering or privacy type covering?
Well, there's several things you can do. How tall do you want it to get?
Probably, let's see, the wrought iron fence is probably about 8 feet tall, so I would think I would want it at least maybe anywhere between 4 to 6 feet tall.
Okay. So there's a lot that you can do. You could do something in the viburnum family. There's one of my new favorites. It's called Coppertop Viburnum. And it kind of gives you that appearance of a red tip photinia, if you're familiar with that, pretty red new growth. The Coppertop Viburnum has that, and it maxes out at about 8 foot tall, but you could keep it at that 4 to 6 foot with the hedging.
Okay.
Or you can do something that gets to that 4 foot tall, so you don't have to hedge it, like something like the Pringles Dwarf Protocarpus or Dwarf U. And that has a nice shrubby look to it, and you wouldn't have to do any pruning to maintain that height.
Okay.
So where do you live in Houston?
I live over by University of Houston.
Okay, so you have, I guess, Buchanan's is in that area. You could probably just walk. They have very good signage. And so walk the shrubs and just kind of understand, is this evergreen? Look at the height. You know, if something gets 20 foot tall, it's going to be hard to keep it at 4 foot.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there anything in the edible plant family that you would suggest, something that puts out?
Yeah.
You know, something that, what would you suggest in that?
Charles, so, how much space do you have? Like, because a lot of times shrubs are just, they take up a lot of the, you know, square footage of the yard.
This is a pretty, the fence line along the back is probably a good at least 1 to 2,000 square feet.
Okay, so you can allow a plant to gobble up 6 feet along the fence or 4 feet along? Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know Danny always talks about eating a pineapple guava.
I do like those flowers.
So it makes a beautiful shrub that you could keep hedged.
Very controllable
there.
Shrub, too.
Yeah.
But it's one of the ones that gets maybe 12 feet.
I had a question about those because I heard you talk about them a couple of weeks ago. And my question is, do they grow very tall? Because I tried to look them up on the Internet, but I really couldn't find a lot of good information to kind of tell me how tall they grow or how wide they grow. So,
yes. So most of them, without any pruning at all, will get reach about 8 to 10 foot tall.
Oh, okay.
So if you wanted to keep that at 4 to 6 foot, you could, but you'll have to do a few prunings a year.
Okay.
And they'll probably get about 4 foot wide on average.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
You could do something. Now, you're wanting a screen hedge, right?
Well, something that would kind of provide some kind of privacy from my neighbors behind me, where you could kind of, you wouldn't just be looking, you know, straight through from one yard to the other yard, and it kind of, you know, covers up the fence a little bit.
Yeah, where it's just not quite as visible as just the open wrought iron.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right,
what about, what's your thought about, like, the purple passion vine's a vigorous grower.
Mm-hmm.
It might want to grow to the top of the fence, but it makes those beautiful flowers. The leaves can be used as a tea, a pretty good, delicious tea, and it'll make delicious fruit. But it's going to most vines don't love growing on wrought iron because it's kind of slick.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I think the passion vine will, but it might be where you want to, if you're doing any vining, you might want to integrate some new wiring.
Okay.
A trellisy thing if you're going to do vines, but
yeah,
and then you know that you could do some citrus. I mean, like some smaller citrus dwarf things or kumquats.
Oh, kumquats! I didn't think of kumquats.
And we have kumquats come. Or they just came in yesterday?
Oh,
yay.
Awesome! Y'all, that's great. So there you go. Make a trip.
And then pomegranates get nice and bushy too. So that might be something fun if you eat.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Okay. Now, Sherry, where is your place located?
We're on Highway 249, so you would take, like, the Beltway. We're in the northwest corner of the Beltway, and then you head 249 north. You exit Louetta and just stay on the feeder. We're just right on the feeder there.
Okay, and the name of it is?
Plants for All Seasons.
Plants for All Seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to see you if you come out.
Yes. Yep. Thank you. You've given me a lot of good information, and I really enjoyed the show.
Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks again, Charles, for calling in. 281-496-5711. Answering your gardening questions. If just, you know, helping each other be the best gardener we can be. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We talk gardening. We talk solutions. A lot of solutions out there. And totally acknowledge there's a lot of advice givers and a lot of different things you could turn to, and appreciate you turning to us. One of the things I'm going to ask you to consider is the Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. It's a line of garden solutions. And they make a bunch of stuff that I use on a pretty regular basis. So they have a mite controller. I think it's called Mite Destroyer, actually, for roses. And so it can handle thrips, handle mites, handle spider mites. If you are a big-time cucumber grower, you know spider mites can be pretty damaging to crops. They affect photosynthesis. And if you're a rose grower, you know thrips can be a big headache in destroying the actual blooms that you cherish so much. But I would just encourage you, they have a ton of stuff. One of the things that gardeners should be using more often, I mean, I hear a lot of like things that we should be using to stop slugs and snails. But Sluggo is easy to use. One jug of it lasts a while because you don't put that much out at a time. It doesn't go away the very first rain or even a, like, you know, a humid morning. Like, a lot of stuff will just go away. And it works really well. So Sluggo, Sluggo Plus is even better. And you apply in the evening. That's another strategy is, you know, snails and slugs are active overnight. So you put Sluggo out in the evening. And this is, it's safe for your pets and your family. It's not like a dangerous chemical that you could be hurting somebody with. Actually has quite a bit of iron in it. And so it can actually add a little more nutrients to a space. And you can apply it right up to harvest. So Monterey Lawn and Garden has so many great products. I use their BT. I use their nematode control because, you know, a friend of mine was having serious nematode problems with his tomatoes. Well, Monterey saved the day. And that's what they do. They provide solutions, solutions you can trust. So Monterey Lawn and Garden products, all the Garden Pro locations sell them. And so you can always go in there and be like, hey, I'm looking for this solution. And they can point you to a great Monterey product. So they got a great website too. It's just, again, Monterey Lawn and Garden. So good stuff. Great folks. And I, again, probably saved my bacon three times this spring from just losing a crop of something. So
yeah, we use a lot of the takedown garden spray.
Yeah, that's
that does a number on citrus whitefly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
so
great to
like
know.
Nothing else I've ever seen.
Well, that's a take. I mean, again, they just have a ton of different solutions, so they're just doing a good job. They're doing a good job. So today's show, Sherry Hara here for 2 hours, and really just chatting through your gardening questions. That's what we've been really focused on. You guys have had a steady stream of that, and we appreciate 281-496-5711. Hopefully, you guys got a lot of questions answered. There's one like last thing that's on our how nature helps us in the garden. Obviously, sunlight, rain, these things are phenomenal. Why is rain so much better than like city water for watering?
Because it's not treated.
Okay, because there's no
stuff
in it.
I guess there is some pollutants in it just coming out of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not treated. There's no chemicals.
There's no chloramine.
Chloramine.
Yeah.
There we go.
Got so, you know, nature provides water.
It's the perfect pH.
It provides lots of plant energy.
Yeah.
AKA sunlight. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've heard of it. No, I'm just kidding. But one cool thing that happens is our weeds tell a story, and every weed is serving a purpose. Now, I know you hate them, but you don't have to.
No.
You don't have to hate them. A lot of them are doing something pretty amazing for your lawn that you should be doing, but it's
right.
doing because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
What are some examples of some of the work that weeds are doing?
So some of the work is they're using up excess. So if we've been fertilizing with high salt fertilizers, maybe you have a certain weed that's trying to use up the excess salts or magnesium that's there.
Gotcha. Wow. That's incredible.
I know, right? Some of them are trying to pull nutrients from way down deep in the soil because it's lacking on the top.
Right.
Like a a dandelion.
Gotcha. They're mining. They're harvesting.
Harvesting yeah. nutrients. Some of them are trying to aerate for you.
Okay.
So they might have a little bulb under the ground or an intertwined root system that when they finally do die, they've left oxygen pathways. Mm. Some of them are growing there to stabilize the topsoil because nothing else will grow there.
Right, yeah.
You know, Mother Nature wants her topsoil covered so it doesn't erode.
Yeah.
It's very important. Some of them are growing there because there's too much moisture, bad drainage, or a compaction layer that's holding water. And so there again, Mother Nature wants something to grow, so she will put something there.
That is incredible.
So there's so many weeds that actually perform a benefit to us if you can understand what it is and work with it instead of against it.
And that's why
which is hard for a lot of people to get.
It is very hard because people don't want to see them there. And so the long-term solution is improving the soil,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The longer term, what's going to work season after season is kind of overcoming the obstacles that the weeds are trying to overcome,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of going the same direction as the weeds. So if you're dealing with compaction and a mineral lack and you're seeing dandelions and mm-hmm. Virginia buttonweed,
yep.
right? A big thing is you need to open up the soil and add some minerals.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Humates Plus for MicroLife and Nature's Way Remineralizer are mm-hmm. two things that can do way more than the weeds can actually accomplish.
Sure.
And you can put those out in 30 seconds. Maybe,
right.
Maybe 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Realistically.
And this is for everybody listening. Danny and I know how to kill every weed that you call on the show and ask about, right? We know the chemicals.
Right.
But we also know you kill it if you've not fixed the problem. What's going to happen? The weeds yeah. will come back.
And more stronger.
So I like
more of them.
People that understand that we can tell you how to kill
yeah.
them, but we also educate you on why they're there,
yeah.
what they're doing, what's their purpose, and then maybe you can go, oh, that makes sense.
Well, and we like grass without a ton of other plants, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I do like flowers, even in the grass. But when it comes down to it, that weed killer is not going to give you a long-term solution.
Right.
And that's right. But working with nature will. Acknowledging mm-hmm. nature's requests is going to get you actually a better St. Augustine lawn.
Oh, yeah.
So that, you know, that's the last natural systems are in your favor if you're mm-hmm. a gardener message is that, you know, nature's kind of telling you some of the stuff you need to do by showing you what kind of weeds are on there. So
right.
send us a picture of your weeds and we can actually help you identify what actions you need to take
right.
to improve your lawn and not deal with weeds as much
yeah.
going forward.
The best way, just like with the insects, the best way to get a weed problem is keep putting chemicals on it.
Yep, for sure.
Absolutely.
100%. All right, 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's get you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Arbor True Tree Service, science-based tree care. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons here with me now. What's happening up at Plants for All Seasons?
Well, you know, with the shutdown, we were able to remain open.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing our thing all spring while everybody else in Houston is gardening too. So it's been an interesting spring. So we have a lot of new gardeners, which has been awesome for us. But we've been walking people through gardening pretty much.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what we spend most of our days doing is garden coaching. And
I love that.
Yeah. So we got a fresh shipment of brand new citrus.
And awesome.
We have kumquats and lime quats and Rio red and ruby
lime
red.
Quats.
And I mean, you want it, we got it in the citrus world.
I need to
right
get
now.
A lime quat, actually.
So yeah.
Limes are kind of hard to grow. They're
yeah.
like they're like a you know, next slightly next level citrus.
They're just fussy.
But lime quats are not hard to grow.
Yeah.
And you get they're not exactly limes.
Right.
Technically.
Uh-huh.
But you know, if it tastes like a lime and it looks like a lime.
Because they're a fortunella, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's probably a duck.
Right.
That's him, you know. That's the reality there.
But yeah, so we got brand new citrus in, blackberries,
awesome.
All the edibles. We're really trying to do the edible thing a little bit bigger right now because
sure.
there are so many new gardeners and you know, that makes them feel good to grow food.
No, right.
And herbs. And of course our bedding selection I think is just leaps and bounds over the store next to us.
That's
of course,
absolutely
right?
You have absolutely beautiful plants and the expert knowledge that goes with it. I mean, I really appreciate you guys really handling plants that are proven in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you love experimenting, but you don't do your experimenting on your customer's dime. You do it yourself.
No, we do it
house.
Ourself at our yeah. yeah. Our house, our yards are our laboratories.
Exactly.
Our property is our laboratory. So, yeah, that's we want to know how these plants perform, what's after them, what pests like them.
That's awesome.
How much water do they really need? Which people would be amazed at how little water plants really need.
Right, how much
once
they
established,
need.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. No.
But yeah, and then we have the guys in the breezeway answering all the questions, and tons of microlife. So you know, it's our favorite, and our compost tea. Compost tea is ready.
What is compost tea?
Compost tea is an extract of. We use the Nature's Way compost. We pull all the microbes out of it, put it into a liquid form, and feed them so they multiply. Mm. And so it's like concentrated compost that you can just pour on the soils.
And that improves?
That improves the
mineral content. It improves the living entity of it.
It helps your fertilizers break down.
Right.
Because that's who breaks the fertilizer down is the microbes,
yeah.
right? The
yeah.
plants aren't actually eating the food.
Yeah.
The microbes are feeding it to them. So
there aren't little mouths at the end of roots?
Right, no.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then it's a natural root stimulant, so it does a lot of things.
That is awesome. And you guys brew it. Not many people brew it.
Right.
I do love compost tea. I'm writing an article kind of right now about foliar spraying.
Uh-huh.
And just hard not to like – foliar spraying is where you treat the leaves directly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't kind of go through the whole plant to get to the leaves. You start with the leaves. And if you can imagine a table, right –
mm-hmm.
The listener out there, an empty kitchen dining room table, and that's a leaf surface after it's been sprayed with city water with chloramine. Effectively, mm-hmm. it's wiped everything off, open for invasion because there's all these holes. And so you want that thing covered with microbial activity to protect the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And that also helps the plant like gain air nutrients through its pores.
Mm-hmm.
And it's phenomenal how foliar spraying works. So I'm kind of really thinking about that. But when
so
it comes
like
down to
the tablecloth?
Yeah, it's kind of like the tablecloth.
The lace tablecloth.
Or if you had like a pretty like,
a
tropical designed tablecloth with like flowers here and, you know, a leaf over there and a bird, you know, it's like different colors and stuff. But it's phenomenal how like compost tea is this shortcut through all the other mm-hmm. Liquid amendments. Now, they all do a lot of good work on the leaf. But if you can mix them with compost tea,
mm-hmm.
then you like you both
sure like your seaweed.
You provide the meal and you get the guests,
right?
You know?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
It's really good stuff. So it's I think it's so cool you guys make it more than once. I've been on professional job sites, like you know that's
yeah.
I'm in the industry doing kind of commercial and big picture landscapes,
mm-hmm.
right? And people are like, oh, you guys talk to the Plants for All Seasons? They like do compost tea, and I'm like. Yeah, yeah, I know Sherry.
We go yeah. way back.
Yeah, it's like I know she does compost tea. We'll call her.
Yeah, we took a leap probably about 12 years ago and
yeah.
said we're going to start brewing tea.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, that was unheard of back then. In 12 years ago.
Right, yeah, way back when.
Way back.
More
when.
People should do it, and I think
yes.
it just to me it really established that you guys are knowledge experts. So that's cool. Cool. Well, that's awesome. All right. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll be back after a quick break.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants. We are currently open for in-store shopping. We still continue to do phone orders and curbside pickups, so give us a call. Although it's warming up, you can garden year-round in Houston. We are flush with new fruits, vegetables, and herbs. We've got the best selection in town. We've got summer blooming trees and shrubs, things like vitex, crepe myrtles, and roses that are in full bloom around town. We're stocked up on them. Trying to make your yard wildlife friendly? We have excellent native availability. Great options for butterfly host plants, bird attractors, hummingbird attractors, or just fragrance for your yard. Also, we are stocked on soils and mulches. Now's an excellent time to do exactly what Danny and I always talk about, compost top dressing on your lawn, or add a fresh layer of mulch to your beds before the summer heat really sets in. We're located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street. Follow us on Instagram or check out our website, buchanansplants.com. Call us for phone orders at 713-861-5702 or come in. We're open 10 to 5 every day. And now back to Sherry and Danny.
Thanks, Zach. Back to Sherry and Danny. We're here, Home Show Garden Pros. It's our last segment. Do want to do just a PSA. So Sherry and I just talked about this, about new gardening.
Right, because there is so many new gardeners right now.
And we're so proud of you.
I am. You know, I think it's a much better lifestyle to get outside and grow something. And
yes,
it's healthy. It's good for your brain. I think we became essential in this just for the mental health aspect.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I invite new gardeners to get out and compare maybe what they see at different garden centers. And, you know, just find the good information, right?
Yeah.
Look for what works.
There's a lot of garden centers, radio shows, you know, that want to podcast, whatever, that want to tell you how it is and not want to, like, support you.
Right. And I think that the great thing about gardening is I might do it my way, but I understand that you do it your way and you have success too. And that's okay. There's not one way to garden.
No, absolutely. And that's kind of what this whole nature's thing has been all about, is like it wants you to garden. It wants to help.
Right.
There's so much support. But, you know, if you're those of you that are listening, a lot of y'all are already avid gardeners. You're not brand new to it. You know, tell your new gardener neighbors and friends about the great places that you've had that have helped you.
Right.
Not just the ones that you've got a good deal at, but the ones that have helped you.
And just know it's okay to fail.
Absolutely. That's
like,
absolutely
seriously,
true.
Just because you fail does not mean you have black thumbs.
Yes. We don't believe in black
thumbs.
It's
a learning opportunity.
281-496-5711. After this, we're going to talk to Don, and then it's Tom's show. But Don, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah. I have a 4 o'clock plant. The thing's beautiful and all that, but it's getting kind of wide. Is there a way to split that thing without killing it or digging it up, or is it just a beast?
You know, I have, of all the plants I've grown, I have never grown a 4 o'clock.
Well,
so
a bird,
it's a heavy
a bird did it to me.
Yes. Okay. Did you call a few weeks ago?
Yeah, okay. Y'all said it was an umbrella,
so,
but it's a 4 o'clock.
Yes, and I went home and I was like, I totally knew what that was when I saw the picture. But right. Yes, it is a 4 o'clock, and it's a heavy seed dropper. So I think if you want to do any shaping on the sides that you want, just to keep it under control, you can. But if you take the top off, of course, you'll be cutting back its bloom potential.
Can you take a stem off or something and try to
propagate?
You know, root it? Yeah.
I think you can. I would definitely try it, but definitely it is a heavy seed dropper. So
okay,
it'll shoot
so
the seeds off.
It may have other little ones coming up.
Absolutely,
in a little bit.
Yeah.
I also have an access to a lot of horse manure. Is that good, just kind of sprinkle it out on the lawn or use it in your garden a little bit, not put in too much because you'd burn it?
Yeah, I would pile it up and let it age before you just compost it so it's not so hot, right?
With leaves and stuff like that.
You got it, and that'll make a great compost.
What about sawdust? Is that anything good to use? I have a lot of sawdust too.
I don't know that it is or isn't. It's the same. Okay, I've never used sawdust.
You might mix it with the horse manure and compost it. It might be a really nice balance.
Okay.
Hey, Don, I'm going to invite you to try to do cuttings of that Marvel of Peru is what I was thinking it was
Marvel
last
of
time.
Peru, yes.
Same thing. It's the same two common names for the same plant.
Yes, yes.
Because I have sections of it in my backyard, but I've had them for a couple of years, and they haven't really spread. I would love
this one's just going nuts.
Oh, yeah. They grow great, but it seems to always be in the same spot. So, hey, Don, you know what? Give it a go. See if you can do some cuttings on it.
I've already done that. I'm going to see if that works.
Keep us updated, man. Keep us updated.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Don. Sherry, great job. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This has been
As
Home.
As usual.
Oh, yeah. No, you do. You do so good. It's been Home Show Garden Bros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.